Good morning. It's Tuesday, August 3rd. I'm Travis Tyke, and this is the Daily Six on the COIN Podcast Network. Multnomah County health officials say another round of restrictions is not out of the question as COVID cases surge this summer and vaccination rates are at a standstill. The governor's office tells us that counties, cities, and employers can make their own decisions on requirements to battle the spread of the Delta variant, but at this moment, there are no plans for a statewide order. Local doctors tell us the majority of patients they are seeing are unvaccinated. They also say mild breakthrough cases in vaccinated individuals are still highly contagious. Kaiser Permanente is issuing a COVID-19 vaccine requirement for all of its healthcare workers. However, an Oregon law prevents that mandate from going into effect in the state. Kaiser says it's working with the health authority and Governor Brown's office. Governor Brown is expected to address COVID-19 vaccination and testing policies for healthcare workers this week. Students, staff, and visitors in K-12 schools across Oregon will be required to wear masks for the upcoming school year. Individual school districts are in charge of planning other COVID safety precautions for the fall. The Oregon Department of Education is set to update the Ready Schools Safe Learners guidelines, and several local school boards are meeting this week to address health and safety concerns. The Oregon Occupational Safety and Health Division issued two new emergency rules. Employers exposing workers to wildfire smoke must now educate their employees on smoke hazards and provide resources for air quality information and medical assistance. For employers providing housing to workers, cooling centers will be required if rooms cannot drop below 78 degrees overnight. Both rules will take effect next week. Law enforcement from across America will unite to remember Detective Jeremy Brown, who was killed in the line of duty. He'll be honored with a memorial today at Elanay Casino. Expect delays on I-5 in the Vancouver area around 11 a.m. as the procession makes its way from Clark College to the casino. We're learning this morning that four officers that responded to the January 6th Capitol insurrection have died by suicide. Metropolitan Police Officer Gunther Hashida was discovered in his home last week. Officer Kyle DeFreitag was discovered last week. Officer Jeffrey Smith and Officer Howard Liebengood were discovered in the days after the attack. Be sure to check out the content on the COIN Podcast Network by visiting COIN.com or subscribe, download, and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Talk to you tomorrow.